Nottingham. Let's get more reaction from the racecourse ground then. Mansfield out of the trophy, beaten by Wrexham by 2-1. Here's one of the caretaker managers, Mark Stallard, with David Jackson.
Well, Mark, defeat, but you must be pleased that at least you made a game of it at the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, pleased the response the lads gave us, really. You know, after, like I say, first 10 or 15 minutes, we gave away two sloppy goals and didn't really look at it. The response after that was magnificent. You know, the lads dug in, fought, played well, played with a bit of freedom that we asked them to. You know, we wanted them to take any possible shackles off that they had, you know, and there was going to be no repercussions of it. Like I say, we changed the shape a little bit, went back to 4-4-2. You know, just to take any grey areas out of things, that lads know that formation. And we asked them to go and express themselves, and particularly in the second half, I think they did. And like I said, I think that's the most chances we've created in one match for a while. And, you know, barring one great save from the keeper, one that's almost hit Aaron O'Connor and gone over the bar, I don't know how, and two or three other shots, you know, we really looked dangerous. And like I say, with a bit more confidence, a bit more work, and, you know, a few more bodies back, because like I say, we're bare bones of a squad really now. You know, hopefully there's a little bit of brightness on the horizon.
I wonder what was going through your mind after 11 minutes when you're 2-0 down, and barring a great save from the young goalkeeper Jamie Anderson, it could have been 3-0. At that point, are you thinking, hang on a minute, this is a bit tougher than I thought?
Well, I was under no illusions that it was going to be easy. Like I say, I mean, we've had 2 days training with the lads, and to be fair, the response even in training was fantastic. You know, we've tried to liven things up and make things brighter and just take a little bit of pressure off. And like I say, the lads responded. Unfortunately, if we could have just erased that first 10, 15 minutes, you know, you might have been looking a different game. But we can't, and we're not going to kid anybody. You know, we know they could have had another couple of goals themselves. So, yeah, James made a couple of great saves. But I've got to give a special mention to James Kay, who made his debut today. You know, we gave him his debut, and to be fair, he was magnificent. You know, he did everything we could ask of a young lad coming in difficult circumstances in a team that's low on confidence, with a few changes, with a new management team for, you know, however temporary that is, sort of thing. But he was magnificent, you know, but as were all the lads.
How stressful was it on the sideline? I mean, I saw you leaping out of the dugout on a few occasions thinking you got the equaliser. How stressful was it for you and Aidy?
Yeah, it gets you going, that's for certain. It does get you going, but I think it's just the fact that you can't do anything about it yourself. You know, you're stood watching, and you know, it's frustrating. You can kind of see what you want them to do. It's trying to transmit that message and get it done, sort of thing. But like I say, all credit to the lads, all of them, all the lads, the 14 that got on, and even you know, the lads that travelled with us. There was some young lads that travelled with us. We had a young lad who, you know, at the youth team, we brought with us today to be part of it, because they're part of the future of Mansfield Town. Whoever's at the helm, whoever's in charge, you know, they're the lads that they're going to need to bring through. And like I say, it's a good experience coming to a place like this today in a cup tie, in a cold December, you know, afternoon. And you know, hopefully that'll help them as players, and you know, in their development.
You're obviously not sure how long you're going to be in the role, so what happens this week? Is it just day by day?
Yeah, I think that's it, totally day by day. You know, we're going to come in Monday and work again with the lads, and you know, until we're told otherwise, then you know, we've got to be professional. We're working now towards Saturday, and like I say, until we're told otherwise, then we've got to get the lads in the right shape and the right frame of mind. And like I say, we've reiterated to them after the game there to take the positives out of today. You know, there's been enough negatives around the place, that from now on we want to take the positives and get back on a winning track.
I bet since you found out on Wednesday night you were going to be in charge for this weekend that it's just about all you've thought about. Has it been entirely all-consuming for you?
It certainly, yeah, took up a fair bit of time, that's for certain. My phone's melted, I think. You know, spent that much time on it. It's decent, you know. It's you know, as a footballer, you put yourself forward for things like this, and well, I said, we're honoured to have the responsibility, you know, to be trusted to pick the team and to train the lads and you know, be seen as the right influence for the team at this moment in time. Like I say, how long that's for, we don't know, but we'll do it to the best of our ability, me and Aidy, you know, and we'd like to think, you know, that the response the lads give us is, you know, sort of a backup to sort of the responsibility we've been given, and it's their way of saying, you know, they're behind us.
Commiserations today, Mark. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, David.
Mark Stallard with David Jackson on BBC Radio Nottingham's Match Day. It's Robin Chipperfield pitchside at the City Ground. Forest then move up a